Welcome back to the Standard Sports Talk Podcast. It's the busiest time of the year for the podcast. We had an episode last week. We have another one this week. And this one is an exciting one because we're talking Battling Billy football with head coach Bill Wilder and assistant head coach Jeffrey Huff. Coaches, how are y'all?
Doing great.
Yeah. Doing great. Rolling.
Week and a half into practices, and you know, the Billies are coming off of a magical year, for lack of a better term. I mean, you guys really exceeded all expectations last year. You got a lot of those. Obviously, you lost a ton, but you got a lot of guys coming back, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute and who some of those key guys are. But, man, how has the first couple of days of practice been?
First couple of days of practice, I mean, I'm extremely excited and optimistic about everything we've seen. Our returners have shown a lot of retention. Definitely the physical maturation and growth that's taken place for some of our players has been extreme. I mean, we've had some guys really put on some muscle, growing height. You know, they're just maturing. And so you take that with a year of experience coming back, and they've also got the mental acuity that they developed from last year that they're returning with. So that's really exciting. And it just so happens that a lot of those kids are also great leaders for us. So they're setting a good example for our underclassmen as well. So, I mean, all those things, plus just the excitement of coming back, it's led to a really good first, 5 days now.
Yeah, totally agree. I think, you know, seeing the physical maturation and, you know, has been a real big key thing with some of the guys that, you know, were players and starters for us last year have physically matured, but it's to me, the mental maturation for some of them, decision-making, you know, quarterback with Will Degenhart yesterday was super pleased on Thursday's practice. But then, you know, the skill guys, we're able to be ahead of the game. But really, honestly, I've been really pleased with our line play right off the bat.
And we have because that was a big question mark coming in.
Huge question mark.
Still is, but.
It is still a huge question mark because they're all new. But they've picked it up really well and what we do, and we've moved some of them to different positions. But I think Coach Zeiner's got them locked in and they look really good right now so far, you know. And if we can keep building on that, and we try to keep it simple for those guys, so they don't have to do a lot of thinking, they can just play fast and play physical. So it's been good.
And you said an interesting word there. A lot of the kids are new. And there's a lot of new for y'all this year. I mean, you guys are not new roles, but in a way it is, because obviously last year, everyone that knows Billy football kind of knows what happened last year with former AD Lance Moffitt. And, of course, he's landed on his feet at Hayes, and I'm happy for him. But you guys have taken over the program now officially. And, of course, it already kind of sounds like things haven't changed much for y'all. Bill, you're still handling a lot of the defense, and Coach Huff, you're handling the offense. How has that transition been, if there even was one?
I think for me, from my standpoint, the trust and relationship that Huff and I have helps out with the transition a lot. You know, we have a lot of guys still on staff that have been here for quite a few years. And big transition on offense, you know, like I said, we have a new line coach. Now, Coach De La Serta, who was our running backs coach last year, has been moved out to wide receivers. So even though he was here, he's assuming a different role. And he's also taking on the role of special teams coordinator. Defensively, you know, we're all pretty much the same. We have Coach Gill, who's come on, who's also now handling, helping Coach Flick with the O-line. He's coaching the interior linemen. So, you know, our roles have kind of shifted and changed, but a lot of it's still the same. So there's still a lot of continuity between us and between what we do. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We are who we are. And we're going to continue to do that. And, you know, we're evolving, change. We adapt to what our kids can do and what we can do from any given year. But for the most part, we're doing everything we can to maintain continuity and make transitions as smooth as possible.
I totally agree there. That's a huge deal. I think anytime you have a role transition at the top, but if you can keep it as close to, you know, I think the same, you know, the kids, they get in a routine as well, you know, and they understand things. And the less you have them thinking about what's going to happen next, then the better off you're going to be. And so I think that's been the biggest key for us to just to keep the system, the program going in the right direction and keep the kids believing in what we do. So that's huge.
Absolutely. And, you know, you guys are getting to come off of such a good season, and that's something really great for y'all to build on. How excited have the kids been to get back out on the field and kind of start working towards building on what y'all did last year?
Oh, man, it's been super exciting. I mean, the kids seem all summer have been, you know, been ready to go. We talked here about 7-on-7. You know, we had some good success with that, you know, especially as we went through it. Didn't start off really good, but as we built, as we went through it, we got better and better, and the kids got more comfortable with some of their new roles, especially new quarterback play. You know, and so they seem excited. They're ready to go. I don't know. It's going to be a fun season. I think it'll be a fun season.
We've got some guys back, too, that are kind of spark plugs. I mean, they're kind of, I guess, have a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, so that's kind of contagious to the other guys. And I always look how many guys showed up on the first day with all their physicals, all their paperwork, and all their stuff. And today we had to have all the rest of their paperwork in. So I'm always like, how many show up? Well, man, when you have a really a great number of them are ready to go and prepared and on time and all that, coming off of the summer, that's always a good sign. And our kids have done a tremendous job. And we're starting at 6:00 in the morning. They were here, ready to go, on time. And, you know, have been doing everything we've asked them to do. So that's kind of how I gauge the energy coming into the season right now. And, you know, after grinding hard for 5 days, they're starting to get a little physically, you know. And then I think tomorrow they'll juice it back up. It's the first day of full contact, so they'll be excited about getting to do that and then get a little rest over the weekend, so hopefully we can restart and get ready for that first scrimmage next week.
Absolutely, and you mentioned leaders earlier, and one guy who was a leader all year last year, and I feel like in the entire time I've known him, he's always kind of been that guy, is Gary Seidenberger. He was just here watching film 2 hours after practice, and I mean, every time I see him, he's bigger. he continues to get bigger, and I don't just want to focus on Gary, though, because there's another Seidenberger who I remember seeing him at the end of football season, and he wasn't a small guy, but he was, you know, pretty, he was a wide receiver. Mm. And then I see him at 7-on-7, and he looks a lot like his cousin, and that's Sam Seidenberger, a pair of seniors. How important are those two guys going to be to the team this year?
I think both of them, as well as so many others. Yeah, I know we're asking about them specifically. You know, Sam last year for us was a Swiss Army knife. Mm-hmm. You know, he played safety, he played outside linebacker, he played receiver, and he was our backup quarterback, and he did just so many different things. And then he's another one of those guys that's just come on physically, and his confidence and understanding and his leadership has really grown. So, and then Gary's Gary.
I think it's a good way to summarize. Gary is Gary.
Scary Gary, here he comes. You know, so I think both those guys are going to be really, really, really important for everything that we do.
Yeah, I mean, Sam is – you could see the confidence level change in him. You know, 7-on-7, it was completely different. Pulling balls in that, you know, he might not have gone to get last year. You know, and I think putting on the pads, and I think he's going – you know, he's like Coach Wilder said, he's been a Swiss Army knife offensively. He was a blocking back. He was a receiver. He was a running back. He threw a couple of balls here and there. So can do a lot of things. And I think the physicality part will be even better for him this year,
and
because
he's
put on weight.
Oh, he's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a different kid right now than he was. There are so many of them that are different than they were last year this time.
I remember – Sam, our editor, took a picture of him and Gary. They were leading a parade a couple months ago. And I was like, golly, Sam ain't that much smarter than Gary anymore. Uh-uh. Like, Gary was always big, but Sam is really beefed up.
He is. And he's kept his athleticism, and that's a huge deal. You know, another kid that's put on weight and is a great leader for us is a quarterback, Will Dagenhart. Man, he's, you know, thickened up, got taller, kind of finally caught up to the growth of his height. His weight is caught up, and now he's way more athletic and stronger than he has been, and so that's exciting to see.
Yeah, when your quarterback is, you know, cleaning like 265 pounds and benching about the same, and showing up for every single workout that you can possibly come up with, and being a leader, you know, that's what you're looking for, because you're looking for a guy that's not a me guy at all. He is 100% whatever it takes to help us be successful. And, you know, again, it's just he's grown into it physically and mentally. So, you know, he's ready to step into that role as well.
Absolutely. I think that transitions well into offense. And, Coach Huff, that is your baby. And, you know, let's start at quarterback. You just talked about Will and what he can do. And, of course, it's 7-on-7. He was rotating out with junior Reed Spies, mm-hmm. Who is a personal favorite of mine because I used to – he was in my wife's class when she was substitute teaching. And if he was doing bad, I would tell him, hey, your name is now R-E-I-D. We're spelling it wrong now. You better be an R-E-E-D. You know, what kind of dynamic do those two quarterbacks give you?
It's completely different dynamics. You know, Will's the brain of the – almost the whole team, I would say. Probably one of the smarter guys on the team. And that's the way he works the game, and he always has. You know, even last year as a backup role, he would come in and he would see things on the sideline and tell me, hey, Coach, what about this? They're looking like they're doing this. What if we did this? And I love that. You know, I love that dynamic of his that he's always thinking. Reed is you know, a wild card with his feet. I mean, the kid's an athlete, and he throws a really good ball. So they're two completely different players, bring completely different dynamics to the game. But it's nice to have that. You know, it's nice to have one that you can just bring in. Hey, there may be a package that, you know, if Reed's not the starter, Will's the guy, we may have a package where Reed's coming in and doing certain things, you know, running the ball, you're doing some option things. So it'll be interesting. I love they're both ultra competitive, and that's what's really neat about them. So And then you work, you know, from there, you work into the receivers. You have Charlie Johnson back, mm-hmm. played multiple positions for. Smart kid as well. Love that he can – I always tell our kids, the more things you can do for us, the more positions you can play, the more you make us want to get you on the field. You know, you're going to be able to get out there. And Charlie's one of those guys. Last year he played Y, he played Z, he played X. I want to say played some A for us, which he played all over the field. And right now I think I got him primarily as a Z, and you can count on him catching the ball. Leighton Byers back is our Y. You know, came up huge last year. I don't know if he dropped any balls last year. I mean, if we threw it around him, he was going to catch it. We call him the Jason Witten, you know, kind of guy. He's not going to run away from you, but he's going to make the catch and be in the right spot and do what he needs to do to help the team out. And then, you know, again, there's Sam. And then, you know, you go to the X position. We got a battle. We got the new kid, Jackson Chenoweth, and we got Drake Threadgill, two tremendous athletes that I think can stretch the field. And I'm wanting them to battle and compete for the job and see who the best one's going to be. And they are competing right now, and that's fun to watch. And then you throw Jesse Lehi in. You know,
You
can't forget Jesse, the newcomer of the year last year. He's probably the fastest tailback I've ever had, you know, and a great leader. You know, he works hard. He thinks differently. He's a outside-the-box thinker, which I love about him, and more of a mature thinker, I think, a lot than people give him credit for. And boy, he gets after it, and he's fun to watch when he gets the ball in open field. So
I think one of my favorite things about Jesse is you look at him, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, that's a scat back. Mm-hmm. And he is. He's you know, like you mentioned, he's faster than Dickens. But he's not afraid to lower the shoulder and kind of run through you occasionally, and that makes him a really exciting player to watch.
It is. He's got a few. You go back and watch a little last year film, and you forget that he did make a few guys. He ran through a few guys, and that's always fun for a little guy. And, you know, and in our big line, you know, we're not quite as big as we were last year, and they're all back. But right, like I said, right now, they're coming together, hopefully gelling as we go, going to figure each other out, and pretty excited about them, really, honestly, the way they've looked the first 5 days. And then we'll have some, you know, we'll have some moments where they'll have a learning curve. You know, the speed of the game will be different when we go scrimmage Navarro and we go scrimmage Lago Vista and, you know, open with Salado. They're going to learn that it's a different speed of the game playing on Friday nights and Thursday nights. So, but, you know. The learning curve right now has been good. The mental part's been really good. You know, just putting in screens the last couple of days and things like that, they've picked it up quickly. And so it's kind of interesting. It'll be interesting to see how they come together. And they'll be the key, really, honestly, to what, how we are this year. So no pressure on those guys at all.
Well, and, you know, offensively, that's a spot where y'all are replacing a lot. You had a lot of starters at every position. And a lot of the guys that you've mentioned, guys like Sam and Layton and Will, they kind of played behind last year's class, which is a very talented senior class. What have y'all seen that they took from those kids that they're applying to? Now it's their time to shine.
You know, the best thing that I could say that, that they've taken from them is just the mentality. You know, we have blue-collar kids that have incredible IQs for the most part. I mean, we have smart kids that work hard. We have kids that go to work. They do what you ask them to do. They fit in wherever you need them to go. You know, and they're always looking for an opportunity to get on the field. And so last year we lost our entire offensive line. And, you know, those guys last year just had a certain mentality about them where – they show up with a smile on their face and let's go do this, and they grind. And I think that this year's group of seniors that got to play with them has brought that mentality and, you know, continues to do the same thing. And what I like seeing, I mean, you know, when I look out there and I see skill kids, you know, they're grinding. That's something that, you know, because you look in the weight room, you a lot of times you see all those linemen and stuff and linebackers and the D. But when you look in there and you see your skill kids, the ones we were just all talking about, and they're working just as hard and they're grinding, man, it's just a – it kind of it makes your culture what it is. And like I said, we kind of have a blue-collar culture as far as how we go about doing things.
Absolutely. And let's talk about defense now. And, you know, that's an area where y'all have a couple returners, not very many, but you have a couple. What is the defense going to look like this year for you?
You know, it's that's a great question. I'm sitting here looking at the depth chart, and there's four kids this year that started either the entire season or at different times throughout the season. So we are definitely reloading everything this year. So we're taking, you know, we've got a lot of kids that have been pulled up that were JV kids last year that are having to step into roles that they haven't done. And Coach talked about the speed of the game. I mean, right now in this practice, they're doing really well. That next big learning curve hump to me happens when we go to scrimmage, and now the speed of the game against somebody else is just multiplied. And so, but I think we're going to really come together. We've got some kids that have stepped up that you're starting to see. It's clicking with them, and I'm pretty excited about the guys we have coming back. Definitely excited about the guys we have coming back, and the guys that are stepping up and filling in I think are going to do a great job. So, you know, we're looking all over the field. Corner, we got one returner, and then we kind of rotating guys, finding who that guy is that can step out there and play in space. Got two new safeties that we've been working, trying to figure out. They're trying to learn everything from the bottom up. So one of them's a converted linebacker, actually. So he's actually backing up and learning that position. So it'll be a steep learning curve, but here we go.
And, you know, kind of mentioning some of the guys that are coming back. Obviously, we talked about Gary.
Yeah.
And I know you've got a couple guys on the defensive line coming back. How much are y'all going to lean on those guys?
Well, a lot. And they've done a great job. I mean, there's three guys on the line right now that played last year a lot or, you know, some. And McCarver and Estrada and DeLuna. I think Estrada started the entire season at the tackle. And McCarver – kind of played some end. He played a lot of end. He played some tackle too, and DeLuna played tackle. So we're trying to figure out where they fit. And I think that what those guys really bring is, they just bring energy. I mean, they all know the expectation because they've been there, and they're helping other people figure it out. And it's really neat when you step back and you watch them and they're doing teaching on the side, where last year somebody was trying to help them figure it out, and now they're helping somebody else figure it out. So it's that trickle down effect.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. And you talked about the secondary a little bit. I know Chris Neary is one of those guys coming back, and I was watching practice the other day. I believe it was Wes Herber at safety. And Wes is a guy I've seen a lot. That kid played everything. I saw him on the baseball field. And How were some of those younger guys transitioning to your secondary?
Well, like right now we're working Herber and Bruiser, Bruiser Bowers at the two safety positions. So they're learning. I mean, Herber's been playing it, but it's at the JV level. So now he's learning how to incorporate all the different coverages and the blitzes and how to call it. And so I'm seeing a lot of leadership from him. He's a good athlete, without a doubt. And, you know, Bowers is kind of catching up to speed and learning it. And, you know, it's kind of funny on defense, I guess every position, but really on defense, you know, the closer to the line you play, you don't even realize there's anybody behind you because you're looking, you know, so close. So him as a linebacker taking a step back and now having to make sure that he fits everything in front of him and communicates that down because, you know, we have basically two quarterbacks working out there. Both safeties are quarterbacking their side of the field. Mm-hmm. And so he's learning that role. And so they're both doing a great job. It'll be fun to watch him against our offense and how they are at a higher tempo of speed.
Let's talk about your district. It's a completely different district this year. A couple familiar faces, a lot of new faces. I know you guys don't care at all about it, but I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up. Dave Campbell's picked you second behind Bernie. Of course, Bernie's the preseason favorites. Jesse was picked preseason offensive MVP. Which congrats for Jesse. But when you look at the district and how it plays out, what are y'all's expectations? Where do y'all think y'all match up?
I think we match up well. You know, you say – we've got two familiar opponents. We've played Somerset twice, and, mm-hmm. you know, Bernie's longtime rivalry for us. So I think we match up, and we're still learning about Uvalde and the two San Antonio schools, Kennedy and Memorial. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. Like you said, I didn't even know what we were picked. I had no idea, which, again, like
– I love asking coaches because it's just the response is always, oh, we don't give a crap.
That's great. I hope we prove them wrong in the right direction. But, you know, looking forward to it. And, you know, our first round will be against other familiar opponents that we've been playing year in and year out. So it's definitely, I don't know, exciting for us, I guess. It's just a different group of people to play against.
Yeah. I mean, not to play them with something on the line. We haven't had Bernie in our district in a few years. And you always play them, and it's a – it's a battle, you know. It's just such a huge rivalry. The kids know each other, and so it's a big rivalry, and that game will be big. Somerset, you know, they're going to be a salty team. You know,
they're always tough.
You know, they're going to be well coached. The quarterback is back. He was really good, I thought, and they were fast on defense, and so, you know, they're going to be a good team. But it'll be a good.
Quite as familiar with the other three teams in the district.
Yeah, I mean, Uvalde, we scrimmaged them several years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And then I played against Memorial and Kennedy when I was coaching at Tyvee, but, you know, you never know. They've always got, you know, a good athlete or two. One of them played a round or two last year.
Yeah, I think Kennedy had a pretty good year last year. Yeah. 7-4.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and so, you know, they always have some kids that come out and they'll have some athletes.
You know, they're going to be well coached and they're going to be good football teams. Yeah. And I mean, there won't be a single time where we ever take anything for granted, or, you know, it's definitely not going to be any easy road at all. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting to be playing some different people.
Here's an interesting question for you, because I've talked about this with coaches before, and a lot of your district has you going towards San Antonio, into San Antonio. Mm-hmm. How does that affect travel plans for you guys? Because I know it's a little bit different as opposed to, you know, going to Lampasas and playing the Badgers right up the road. Does that change anything for y'all?
You know, I probably not in my mind. You know, it's those type of things for me don't really make much of a difference. It's get on the bus, go, show up, do your thing. You have a set routine. Mm-hmm. You know, we're used to playing long games. We played I would say every game we ever play is an hour away. And then sometimes they're 2 hours away. And so I think that our kids are used to it either way. Mm-hmm. And so as far as preparation and all that, I don't really feel like it makes too big of a difference to us.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we have to travel anytime we go anywhere. There's nobody, say for maybe Tyvee, you know, that's just right there. Everywhere else is a good hour trip, you know. You know, other places I've been, you may have a 10-minute trip, but, you know, this is – you got to travel where we're at. And so
we start the year off going to Salado, so.
Which isn't a short drive.
No, not a short drive at all. So we'll kind of get a routine, starting to get it figured out early for the, you know, trips like when you got to get to Uvalde and stuff like that. And then, it'll be more similar to when we're going to play Marble Falls for the other game. So
that transitions well. I did want to ask you about the pre-disc schedule. You'll have some good teams.
Yeah, that was great scheduling, wasn't it?
Marble Falls is a team that, you know, typically isn't great, but they're having a great resurgence right now. They had a great season last year.
Yes, they did.
Of course, Salado, you mentioned the long drive, and then Tyvee, as always. You got Tyvee on there. And when you look at the pre-district schedule, what went into that, and how do y'all expect that to prepare y'all for district?
Well, you know, it's kind of a murderer's row, in my opinion. I mean, when we were we had a really, really great season last year, and a lot of people just didn't want to play us. And so that formed into it a little bit. We were looking for games and then switching up the district that we had been in. You know, we wanted to keep some of those games because they were, you know, we still wanted to play Wimberley. Mm-hmm. We like playing Canyon Lake. They're always really good. They challenge us, and they kind of really prep us for some of the things that we might see during playoffs or playing these other teams that I'm not really familiar with. I think, you know, what they do is such a different animal from what most teams are doing, the slot T stuff. So originally when we scheduled Salado, that was to kind of get us ready also. They were a slot T team. And so it was kind of play a couple of those teams because we know we're going to play spread teams and we know we're going to play
scrimmaging Navarro. They do that.
Yeah, so we knew that we were going to see some of that. So just try to scrimmage and play preseason what you might see down the road. And, you know – that was kind of what went into it. So anyways, and then Marble Falls kind of came up. It was a game that really good team that's going to help us grow up in a hurry, and they're going to be physical. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, right down the road, we said, hey, let's do that one. So it's just kind of like looking for games with people that were going to make us better, that were going to challenge us, and that we'd have to grow up fast if we're going to play because they're all good teams. There's not a single one that's a slouch in that entire group. So,
no, there is
and
not.
Of course, I don't want the Tyvee people to hear this and not hear their name mentioned. You know, Tyvee's always going to give us So I think every one of those teams brings a little bit different look.
Yep.
And brings a little bit different element, and it'll be all of them will have a great role in, you know, preparing us for down the road.
Absolutely. And you know, kind of start wrapping it up. Tomorrow is inter-squad scrimmage. You guys put the pads on, start hitting each other for the first time. What are you hoping to see from the guys tomorrow?
You know, execution.
Execution.
Some physicality. You know, I really want to see physicality on the front. For me, on the front four defensively and on the offensive line.
Yep.
You know, we don't want to take shots on each other and that kind of stuff, but I really, really, really want to see our line guys, our front guys, and our linebackers fitting stuff up, being very physical. And then I want to see our secondary covering and making adjustments and being able to do some things that we've got installed. And then offensively, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, really, execution. I'm pretty confident in the skill guys. I mean, they've been doing it long enough. You know, positionally, I feel like they should be able to execute pretty well, but seeing the offensive line execute and also play a little faster. Now you're playing the number one guys over there on the defensive line, and they're going to be coming. You know, there's going to be a little more energy, a little more intensity. So that'll be getting us prepped for down the line, you know, next week. Because you got to have that speed of the game before you get into that first real scrimmage and then the first real games. And so that'll be a test for me, is really see what the linemen can do.
You know, those guys go against each other all the time in practice, but it's way different when it's like, this is our stuff and we're not reading a card, even though if it's the exact same play.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different. And we're putting them on film, and they're going to be, you know, hey, they're going to be in a room getting to see themselves against somebody else in the room. So.
And there'll be a few more people in the stands, you know, than a normal practice. So. That'll
people
bring in
photos.
That'll bring exactly.
And really, I'm looking to see some of our younger guys, like where they are.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm looking to see some of these guys that we're hoping that they can step up. I'm looking to see, man, look at this, and he did step up. And, you know, then we can kind of get a preliminary plan for down the road what we want to see next week with those guys. Maybe expose them a little bit more to playing varsity football. So. That's a big deal to me, is just where are our young guys at?
Absolutely. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure, and thank y'all for coming on the podcast. The Billies are getting ready to fire up. Of course, you got inter-squad scrimmage tomorrow. Navarro's coming to town next week for a scrimmage, and Excited for you guys. Thanks y'all for coming on. We'll keep this getting y'all ready for the fall season. Look for some podcasts coming next week with Coach Zender of the Longhorns and Shipment of the Eagles. But guys, thanks again.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay tuned, everybody.